I sustain the wings. Sustain the wings. The Army Air Forces present the Band of the Training Command under the direction of Captain Glenn Miller. And now, Captain Glenn Miller.
Thank you, Lieutenant Don Briggs. Good evening, everybody, and hello again from Sergeants Ray McKinley, Brad Crawford, Mel Powell, Johnny Desmond, the crew chiefs, and the whole gang. Tonight, I sustain the wings, salutes the men of the Army Air Force's Troop Carrier Command. The boys of the band join in on the chorus with, I Hear You Screaming.
Desmond singing Sergeant Norm Layden's arrangement of what we predict will be one of the year's top tunes, Long Ago.
Run up and down my spine. heaven's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
It's medley time, saluting the mothers, wives, sweethearts, and sisters of the men of the Troop Carrier Command. Something old, something new, something barred, and something blue. The old tune, Schubert Serenade. Something new, Corporal Bob Carroll and the crew chief singing Irresistible You.
Irresistible you. My heart has gone to you. From the first it was so. I was caught in the undertow and was lost from the moment we kissed.
Irresistible you, you're in the heart of me, and your magic eyes seem to magnetize.
Way back in the books for our bar tune, it's Little Brown Jug. Tune, Rhapsody in Blue. Sergeant Jerry Gray's arrangement and Sergeant Ray McKinley and the crew chief singing a musical salute to one of G.I. Joe's favorite characters, Peggy the Pinup Girl. And it got in look. Soon the cameras began to click. That, my friend, really did the trick. Then her fortunes began to climb. She appeared in the march of time. All the boys in the army camps wanted a picture on postage stamps.
She is the sweetheart of plenty of soldiers, plenty of sailors, thousands of Marines. She's the girl they pin up in the barracks. She's the girl they pin up on the wall.
In a plane or on a train, she's a friend, she is a pal. She was there when they landed down in Guadalcanal.
She's the chick they all pick in the service.
Dime magazine.
She's Peggy the Pinup Girl.
Peggy pinned up from the toes up makes a fella turn his nose up when he sees Lomo Hargrave on the screen. Even a voice that's so disturbing like Judy Garland or Miss Durbin can't compare to my pin-up queen.
They can't compare to my pin-up queen.
So Ginger Rogers started howling, and Miss Powell threw the towel in. Peggy's dancing caused the heat wave up and over. She has Betty Hutton's vigor,
Lana Turner's classy figure and the chassis that made Lassie come home on the double.
And the chassis that made Lassie come home. She rates high with each guy in the air car. She rates high with each guy on the ground.
For this sweet little chick is the pick of the crew, and she just suits the taste of every waist gunner too.
They were there in the air over Berlin, and the voice sounded clear as a pearl.
Pilot to Bombardier, come on boys, let's drop one here
for Peggy, the pin-up girl.
The world's biggest university cuts the Army Air Force's training command, whose job it is to train the men to fly our planes and to keep them flying. The graduates of the training command include not only pilots, navigators, bombardiers, gunners, and men of the flying crew, but also the more than a million men of the ground crew. Each man of the ground crew is a specialist in his particular job, whether it be mechanic, weather observer, instrument man, armorer, or radio man. And he knows that his work is vital to the smooth and efficient operation of the AAF. Because he has an important job to do and does it well, it is no idle boast when each man of the ground crew says, "I sustain the wings." This is Sergeant Rod Crawford saying so long for the band of the training command, Lieutenant Don Briggs, the crew chiefs, Sergeants Jerry Gray, Mel Powell, Ray McKinley, and Johnny Desmond. Hope to see you again next Saturday, same time, same station.
Those V-mail letters and keep them flying to the boys overseas. Letters are a sure cure for the blues. They're doing the fighting. You do the writing.